10. Beata Sirota Gordon, Constitution Writer and Artistic Ambassador. In February 1946, a young Jewish American woman sat in a room full of cigarette smoke and skeptical middle-aged American men and fought for Japanese women's rights. Beata Sirota, helping write the new constitution ordered by General Douglas MacArthur, head of the U.S. military government, had a unique opportunity and was determined to win. Beata was born in Vienna, but emigrated to Japan aged 5 when her father was made professor at the Tokyo Music School. Living in Japan, she learnt Japanese as a child, but was sent to university in the USA in 1939. Then disaster. War broke out between her two adopted homelands. She was totally separated from her parents for 4 years. She was not able to return to Japan and needed a job. Due to her Japanese language skills, she was recruited by GHQ and then as a constitution writer for MacArthur. It was hard work, and she had no knowledge of constitutional law, and her male colleagues said she was too progressive, pointing out that not even the US Constitution protected gender equality. But Beata stuck to her guns, which led to Articles 14 and 24 of the Japanese Constitution, which outlaw discrimination and enshrine gender equality in law. Japan's constitution still enjoys popular support. As of 2021, the US Constitution still does not protect gender equality. In 1948, Beata married Joseph Gordon. They lived in New York, but she never forgot her love for Japan, spending the rest of her life as a key player in the global boom in Japanese culture, promoting Japanese art and supporting many Asian artists. Yoko Ono, whose career she helped launch, was a close friend, and Beata's children were even invited to take part in a Beatles recording session in London. They loved it. Beata has been honoured in Japan with the Order of the Sacred Treasure in 1998 and received numerous prestigious awards in America for promoting Japanese and other Asian arts in the USA. She died on December 30, 2012, at the age of 89. Her last public wish was that the peace and women's rights sections of the Japanese Constitution be preserved.